Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Hello, Mrs. Fleming.
What? You two here again?
Yes, we'd like a word with you. It's about new dust.
Now, look, ladies, we rented all that when you were here last week.
Yes, but we wanted to tell you that...
And when I told you that this new dust is a soap for everything in your wash, what did you say?
We said we didn't believe you.
In fact, you told me you didn't see how one granular soap could do all three kinds of wash.
Well, we didn't see how the same soap could be so safe for colored rayon slips
and still get greasy work shirts clean.
And grimy towels snowy white.
Well, believe me, does it. It's one granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. And if you'd only try it, you'd see how really new Dove is.
But that's what we came to tell you. We did try Dove.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
Honestly, Mr. Fleming, you were right. Dove really washes my rayon slips beautifully. But what amazed me most is how wonderfully clean Dove gets my husband's work shirt. And I don't have to do any hard scrubbing.
No, didn't I tell you? Why, you've never before used a soap that gets clothes clean easier than you do.
And, Mr. Fleming, you should see how white Dove gets my towels. Really snowy white. Why, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with new Dove.
Well, I told you so. I told you, Dove would give you whiter washes, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
And yet it's so safe. Believe me, from now on, it's Dove for everything in my wash.
Well, thanks a lot. And remember, Dove is Procter & Gamble's brand-new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. In fact, Dove is so new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. That's why I say to every one of you ladies listening, you owe it to yourself to try this amazing new soap. Just get a big red and white box of Dove today and let Dove do everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, all the loose ends which Molly tried to weave into a happy pattern for her friend are not completely tied. There are left Oriane and young Dr. Cater. But weaving these two strings into a happy marriage is turning out to be not only hard, but impossible. Love seems to have become unimportant, and so Molly has lost one of her most potent weapons. And now, Molly has learned from Chris's father that Chris has joined up with the medical corps and is soon leaving for active duty. At the Cater house, the phone rings.
Chris! Oh, Chris, will you take the phone?
All right, Dad, I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, is this Dr. Cater?
Yes, who's this?
Sammy.
Oh, yes, Sammy.
Who is it, Chris?
Dr. Cater, is my mother and father over at your house?
No, were they supposed to be?
Well, they're not home, and I thought...
All right, well, hold on a minute, Sammy. Do you expect the Goldbergs over, Dad?
No, but they may be coming over.
No, but you never can tell.
Well...
Is there, is something you want me to tell them?
No. Oriane is right here. Would you like to speak to her?
No. No, I'm a little busy right now.
Oh. Well, when do you expect to leave, Dr. Cater?
Well, I'm waiting to be called, Sammy. It may not be for a while yet.
Uh-huh.
Hey, tell that to Oriane if she's prompting you with questions.
Yes.
Goodbye, Dr. Cater.
Goodbye.
You shouldn't have said that. You knew she was there.
Well, if she hadn't been there, there wouldn't have been any use in saying it.
But after all, Chris, now that you've made up your mind...
It's all settled. There's no use talking about it.
Still sounds scatterbrained to me.
You're too old. That's what's the matter with you, Dad. You're vegetating. You're not living anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through with it just as I planned.
All right.
But there is something important we have to talk about.
You mind if I sit down first and just get a pipe lighted? Well, these serious talks of yours take awfully long.
Well, this isn't about love.
Oh, isn't it?
I wish you'd show a little respect for me, Dad. After all, I'm old enough to be your son.
Yeah, I keep forgetting it. Well, what's on your mind? Some tobacco?
No, thank you. It's about my patients.
Yes?
I'm turning over my practice to a few friends at the hospital... And I assure you, I'm not sorry to see my collection of neurotic, dissatisfied rich man's wives leave.
I'll be able to breathe again. You should have done it long ago.
Well, no matter what I thought, they were sick.
Yes, sick and tired of not having any responsibility.
Well, let's not argue about it. In any event, there's one patient I have, a young man. I don't know what to do with him.
Give him back to his parents.
No, it's a very delicate situation, Dad. The parents are very rich, and the boy's been in all kinds of scrapes. You know, the broadcast sowing of wild oats.
He needs a whipping.
Oh, no. No, he needs a friend. In any event, he's a very delicate, sensitive boy, exceptionally brilliant, but in a very
unconventional way.
Well, the Army can use him if it can use you.
Oh, you mean the Army will straighten me out?
I like you twisted and bent and peculiar just the way you are.
Well, the Army rejected the boy since he was under my care, and now that I'm leaving, I'm going to put him under yours.
For heaven's sake, Chris, I'm no psychologist.
No, no, but you're my father and a wonderful man and a terribly understanding friend.
Yes.
I want the boy to move in with you and live here while you pretend to be treating him.
No, I should say not.
Well, why not?
Oh, all right.
Good, and I'll manage to see him every once in a while.
What am I going to do with him?
Pretend he's your son.
At my age?
Oh, stop being coy, Dad. I can see you're interested. You are, aren't you?
Yes. Let's consider it settled.
What
are you looking at?
Just as I suspected. Here comes Mrs. Goldberg and a hostage.
David?
David himself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Mrs. Goldberg with that innocent walk of hers, coming to capture me for all the hands. You know, she's quite a practical psychologist, Dad.
Well, I'm glad to see you admit it. She's wound you around the finger.
Oh, I wasn't trying.
Oh.
But now, Dad, I'll teach her lesson 4 out of the book. I will.
I'll open the door.
Come in.
David wanted to say hello to young Dr. Cater. David calls you young Dr. Cater.
Oh, well. How are you, old little David?
Good tale.
Good
tale. David said when we told him that you were going away that he wanted to see you more often than usual.
Oh, isn't
it? David have it come faster, David.
That's all right. I'll help David. Now, let me, dear. When are you leaving, Dr. Cater?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, because you passed our house and you didn't come inside this morning, so you know the saying, Dr. Cater, the mountain don't come
say,
to the...
Say, is that Mr. Goldberg and Rosie?
Oh, evidently. Mr. Goldberg stopped off for a cigar. That's why we wasn't all assembled together. David, don't take off your galoshes. We wouldn't stay so prolonged.
Oh, no. Sit still, Dad. I'll open the door.
Let me help you open, darling. Did you call Oriana?
No, no, he won't.
All right.
Hello, Rosalie. How are you?
Letter for Oriana for Mr. Wade.
Well, darling, what?
A letter for Oriana for Mr. Wade.
Oh, letter. Oh, mine. Is it postmarked, Mr. Wade?
It's postmarked January, USA, Molly.
Oh, all right. You know what I mean, please.
Rosalie. Give Mama Mr. Wade's letter before you lose it.
Thank you.
Well, I understand you're leaving, huh, Dr. Cater?
Yes.
Well, we all stand ready. We are needed.
Sit down, Mr. Goldberg.
Rosalie, dear, just open your neck. Oh, we wouldn't stay too long.
Well, here, what's your hurry? You've come over here to visit. Now, take off your coats and stay a while.
No, we left Oriana alone.
Well, why didn't you bring her along with you?
Well, she's not feeling very well.
Is that beaucoup mieux?
Oh, she does?
What did David say?
Oh, she feels better.
Child, maybe this letter from Mr. Bay will make her feel greatly relieved.
Dad, what did you do with that bag of walnuts one of your patients sent you?
Oh, I'll get them.
Yes, his patients are forever sending him things. Rosie.
Yes?
There's a nice young man coming here to stay with Dad. I want you to take care of him.
Oh, I will. I'll try.
He's a patient of mine.
Please, Dr. Cater. I think we had enough for a while.
Oh, no, here, help yourself. Take some more.
One and another, darling? Dr. Cater's,
nuts.
Thank you.
Why don't Rosie and David go inside, and you, Molly, tell Dr. Cater what you came over to say and finish?
Oh, have some nuts. It's much better than talking about the past.
Well, telephone maybe that's Orion.
Hello? Oh, it's for you, Dad.
All right, just a minute.
Oh, hello. Is this Mrs. Hornbeck?
Oh, well, tell her I'll be over in a few minutes.
And my father will be right over. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Well, I think we'll all meander home. Rosalie, dear, button your neck. Jake, dear, come. I think we'll go. David, dear, come.
Oh, no. Leave David. He wanted to see me. We'll eat nuts together.
You want to stay, David?
Of course he does.
Yes,
of course.
This old man is here to our daddy.
Shall I tell Orion to call for him?
No. He'll get home, Molly, please.
What did I did with Orion's letter for Mr. Ray?
Here.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Cater. Well, good night. Goodbye, darling.
Kill.
Goodbye, darling.
Good night.
You'll be all right.
Dr. Cater, I mean Dr. Jason Patrick, sir. Dr. Jason. Bye. Bye.
Well, come here, David. We might as well sit down.
Sit down?
Sit down.
Vous dire de m'asseoir?
Yes, but we might as well speak English since you seem to understand it well enough. You do understand?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fine. And we might as well get used to speaking to each other that way.
Huh?
For instance, David, how do you say father?
Father, a pair.
Huh. How do you say dad?
What is dad?
Pear.
Dad?
Yes. Yes, and pear is pop, and papa, father, and dad. It's pa, and it's pop. Pear, papa, pop.
And pear, papa, pop.
Pear, papa, pop.
Pear, papa, pop.
And the lesson in English that Chris is giving little David seems, oddly enough, to be related to the lesson in psychology that Chris is giving to Molly and Orianne. Say, here's an easy way to tell whether you're using a halfway soap for dishes. Is it a mile bar soap? Well, then it's a halfway soap because it doesn't have real speed. And if you're using a tough granulated soap, it only goes halfway because it's short on safety for your hands. But you can remedy this halfway business in a hurry by changing to New Does. Yes, ma'am. Does is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Now, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Honestly, you can tell the difference in Does right in the suds. So try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly begins to feel that Dr. Cater is way beyond her influence and way beyond her advice. This is James Fleming wishing you good day. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.